Hey guys, welcome to Tangents Gaming Podcast. My name is Toby. Hopefully your weekend was well. Today's episode is going to be a short little episode because when I was scrolling on X, I seen a very good question that was asked by Retro Blast or Retro Blast US on X, Twitter, whatever you want to name it. The question is, which retro gaming console do you feel was the most important to gaming as a whole? This question was a very good question, and I did answer. My answer was the Nintendo 64. And at no spot on the whole entire magnitude of it, you'll understand the reason why I think this was the most important to gaming as a whole. The reason why I chose the Nintendo 64 is because the Nintendo 64 was not supposed to even be created. Rather, Nintendo and Sony were collabing with each other to create the Nintendo PlayStation. Alright, you see what I'm trying to get at? But Nintendo backed away from this kind of deal and created the 64. Before we get into that part, Sony, of course, was pissed off from the backing out, and they created the PlayStation just in general. So the Nintendo 64 was kind of like the spared off child of Nintendo being, well, we don't want the PlayStation, we want to create our own system. So I don't know the reason why the two fell apart. I haven't dug into that just yet. But when it comes to the 64, they had that one option of the four players hooked up to the very front. So that is one of the keys, because Sega, they took that idea with the Dreamcast, and even Xbox took that idea and put it into their console when they released it in the early 2000s. But if it wasn't for Nintendo backing away from the PlayStation, nobody really knows how the landscape of gaming would have taken place. I don't know if Sega would have tried for another console after the Dreamcast, or if the 3DO would have tried again. I don't know if it would have been just one straight market right across the board of Nintendo PlayStation, and having Nintendo and Sony just have like the strong market, there would have been so many questions asked and probably would have never gotten an answer if those two continued to work as a team. But of course, Nintendo backed off, and now Sony is number one. Xbox, I do believe, is still number two. And way far in the back, in number three, is nothing more than Nintendo. But Nintendo's doing their own thing and still creating options and different styles of gaming that PlayStation and Xbox will never fill. I don't know. So that was my answer. And I do believe the Nintendo 64 was the video game console that changed, that twisted, that set the future of what we have today. If you have any questions or comments about what you think was the gaming console that changed the future, hit me up on Twitter, Tangents Gaming, without a G, an 89, or you can head over to Tangents Gaming with the G, 189@gmail.com. And if you email me, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Twitter, exact same thing. So make sure you go, give me your feedback, and you might be actually added to one of my future episodes. But until then, guys, thank you for tuning in to TGP, and I will catch you on my very next episode. Peace. You can find this show on all streaming platforms, as well as my host, Dystopia.